So yesterday we left off. The question we dealt with was, the guy told his shliach, we're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Masechtas Nazir. We are towards the bottom. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. But to understand today's Gemara, we have to give an update from yesterday. Yesterday's update is that if somebody said to a shliach, go be Mekadesh, a woman for me, and he dies and he never told them who he took. So we asked him and all the women in the world, right, all the women in the world, unless he can get together all the relatives, mother, grandmothers, both granddaughters, son's daughter, daughter's daughter, daughter, sister, all the relatives that would be us, and they all have to say, we weren't the ones married. Then he can marry that woman. That's what we said yesterday. And from there, but then it said, and this is the key, that if he had a sister that was married at the time that he made the shliach, then sister got divorced before the shliach died. So he made the shliach May 1st. The woman got divorced May 15th. The shliach died July 1st. Right. So now there's a possibility that shliach was mekadesher. Don't worry about it. Because the guy doesn't think about what's not available at this point. When he asked the shliach to marry a woman for him, he's thinking about women that are available now. So the shliach would have made kedushin to the sister. It wouldn't have worked anyway. Because that wasn't what the guy meant when he said, find me a woman. He didn't mean that woman. That's what who said this? Rava. Rava spoke this out. And I'll read that Gemara again, because we didn't learn the rush on it. Amar Rava. This is like halfway down the page. Rava is the last word on the line. No daughter, no granddaughter. No granddaughter from a son. Not a mother. Not a sister. Here's the key. He had a sister who got divorced post he making the shliach. After he asked the shliach to be mekadesh. Now he's sharia. That woman would be mutter. Now all the other ones are here and they removed themselves from the picture or they don't exist. This woman has no mother alive, no grandmother alive, no granddaughters alive, no daughter, nothing. She has a sister, but the sister was married at the time that he asked the shliach to be mekadesh. She can get married. Now he's sharia. My time up. The Bahis Shaita the Kamerlei, when he told the shliach, have a nesiva of the gavra. She was married. So kimashri shliach, but merely the milsa de kaimekame. The man thinks in terms of what's here. The milsa de kaimekame le mashri shliach. Not included in his realm of possibility. Doesn't think about it. And therefore, you don't have to worry that the shliach married this woman because it wouldn't work anyway. Because he wasn't. The guy didn't think of this woman as a possible wife. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Therefore, he could marry.
Therefore, if the sister was married, he doesn't have to worry about it. Exactly. Baruch Hashem, here's the test. And I'm going to keep this recorder. Okay, if you don't mind. How many can it record? How long can it record?
About 3,000 hours.
Okay, I think about we've finished. Rosh Hashanah would have talking before 3,000 hours. I think so. Maybe not.
Could you bury a gear?
Yes. Somebody asked this yesterday. I didn't fight for it. Somebody asked me yesterday. Did he marry a gear? Yes, she has no relatives. Somebody asked this yesterday. Okay. Did I start the conference?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Okay, so I didn't do the last rush, which is the Milsa de Lekaima Kameh. Again, I have it, three lines in the bottom. I don't know where everybody else has it. The rush is non-predictable here. The Milsa de Lekaima Kameh, by Mashri and Ishliach. Kasau Kedaitach, at this point we think, the Hachikamah, this is what it means. Le Masik Inish Adaite, nobody thinks. You don't think about appointing him to do something that you can't do now. What he can't do now. Therefore, it's not included in the purview of his shlichus. his shlichus does not include that lady because you don't think about that lady. You made him a shlichus to be mekadesh the eligibles. She wasn't an eligible. V'im kitchaloi einem mekadeshes v'einem mutter b'krevisah. And if he did make a kedushin to her after she got divorced, it wouldn't work. He wasn't appointed for that. Avul and perish beferish shasa shliach afilu l'nashim sheinat asuris. What if he tell him, you can make, do me a favor, find me a wife, and I don't care if now she's an HSS. If you find her after she's not an HSS, it's fine. He included in the shlichas women that are not eligible today. He said, do me a favor, find me a wife. And there's a great number of women out there that are married at this point. Some of them, unfortunately, will become free in the next while. One of those are also fine for me. I don't need a woman that's not married now. I'll take any woman that's available at the time of Kedushin. Then it would work. The way we're understanding now is he never meant to appoint the guy for women that are ineligible. But if he did, it would work. If he did, it would work. Right? He would say to the guy, listen, I need a wife. Do me a favor. Go out and find some woman that's willing to marry me. Even if it means finding a woman that happens to be an HSS now, but by the time you find her, is not an HSS. That's what the Gemara. If he said that, it would work. But he didn't say that. So we say he meant the eligibles. That's what the Gemara said.
Yes. Rabbi?
Yes.
I don't understand why it has to be, that one has to assume that the principal's idea, the principal versus agent, that his idea is only someone that he should have in mind. He's saying to the if he doesn't express
okay,
it explicitly.
Look, I hear your question, but before I answer it, let's do seven lines of Gemara. Okay. I think it might answer your question. Tanan.
Brucius. I've got a side question. Side question: can in the Sufi, can someone who's a foundling ever be a second wife, or can she, if she is the first wife, can that husband ever marry anyone else?
Again, let's try one more time. I didn't understand your question.
A foundling, someone who is found as an infant, and there is no knowledge of who her parents were.
Right. She can marry anybody.
She can marry anyone, but if someone is already married, they have a wife who might be a relative of hers, a close relative of hers.
If she is
a first wife,
what I spoke about yesterday, that the Rishonim speak out, this is a knas that's made on a person that sends somebody to marry a woman without making sure they'll know who she is.
So since there's no bad action, there's no knas on this.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Our Mishnah. Somebody said I'm a Nazir, and it's incumbent of me to give kabbalas for another Nazir. And then the second guy said, Vani Balai Leganayach Nazir. If you remember, there were two people. Reuven said he's a Nazir, and it's incumbent upon him to pay somebody else's kabbalas of a Nazir. Shimon said, same for me. Vani Balai Leganayach Nazir. So the Mishnah said, if they're smart, they're megaleich each other. The problem with the Gemara is, when the first guy became a Nazir, he said, Balai Legaleich Nazir, Shimon wasn't a Nazir yet. So in his mind, when he said, Balai Legaleich Nazir, he means people that are in his Urim now. Because we just said that when the guy appoints a Shliach to marry a wife, he means people that are free now. So if he means people that are free now, so when Reuven says, Balai Legaleich Nazir, he means people that are Nazirim now. Shimon was not a Nazir at that point. So why does he get away? Why does it suffice for him to bring Shimon's Kabbalas? At the time that he made this promise, Shimon wasn't included in his mind. He meant a current Nazir, just like the guy meant a current free woman. So the Gemara, then Lav, Haipikrim, Megal Chazazah. If they're smart, Megalchin says that. Then love, Megalchin is dear Machairim. They think of each other. They save money. If not, they have to pay for other people. This way they save. If Reuven pays Shimon and Shimon pays Reuven, they're only paying one. If they're not so smart, they'll have to pay double. So Bishlam Basra Ikadma Kamed. I can understand the second guy. The first guy was a Nazir when he said Allah Galeach Nazir. So therefore the first guy's within his, I don't know, purview is the right word, but that's the word I'd like to use. El Kadma Meika Basra Kameh, is the second one a Nazir yet? So we see El Hakikamar. So what must be Pshat? He must kach Nadavi Nazir Agauche. I don't care if he's a Nazir now. I mean anybody that's gonna be a Nazir by the time I'm ready to pay the Karbanos. I'm not interested in the current. I'm interested in whoever I find to be a Nazir, even someone that's not in the purview now. So the same thing by Kedushin. So Achanami, Hachikamalei, Imishkachas the Megarsha Kaddishli. I don't care whether she's eligible now. If you find her eligible, do the Kedushin. So the question is, why by the marriage thing did we say if she was married at the time, she's not included because he doesn't think of those women, and by the Zeris, we say it doesn't make a difference. That's the question. And it's a not the question what's the difference, the question is the Mishnah proves that statement wrong. Because the Mishnah says it includes people that weren't around. And for the Gemara, Amri, I will tell you, and I'll speak this out and then we'll read it inside. It's not that he doesn't think of everybody. A person can't make an agent for something that he can't do at the time. He can't make this guy an agent to Mekadesh a woman that's not eligible. Because the agency can't kick in, because it's an adavish like Bali Ilam. How can he ask this guy to be mekadesh me, a lady that's married now? She's not eligible for kedushin. You can't make an agent to do something that you can't do at the point you make the agent. It's not a halacha that he doesn't think about it. He includes all women, but the agent is limited to what the guy could have done at the time. Because you can't make an agent stronger than yourself at the moment you make the agent. Now, later on, it becomes eligible, but then you're not appointing the agent at that point. It's not a constant reappointment. It's not shot when I make an agent, every second I'm reappointing him. I'm appointing him once. And at that point, I'm appointing him for what I can do. I can't marry the married woman, so how can I make him a shliach to marry the married woman? Now, when she becomes eligible, I can marry her, but my agent wasn't included in his agency. It's not a halacha that my mind doesn't include those people. By Naziris, the guy means I'll find any Nazir, I'll be Megaleach him. I don't care if he's eligible now or not eligible now. It's when I find him, I'll do it. By agency, I also would like to make him an agent for an ineligible woman. I can't. Agency is limited to be my extension at the time that I appoint him. And therefore, I can't do anything I can't do at this moment. Let's read it inside. Zakti Gemara.
Can I ask my question now, Rabbi?
See, I read the three lines in Gemara, and then I'd love to hear your question. A person doesn't make a shliach only what he can do now. The Mosa Delay Matsi Avid Le Ashta Le Mashri Shliach. He can't make a shliach for something he can't do now. Yes, Harvey.
So I understand we got to this explanation, but I'm just trying to use a mushal that we see all the time in the current world. A real estate investor will send out a shliach with the power to grab up properties as they become available. And in fact, it's a competition. Something comes for sale, and that shliach has the duty to jump at it. And we see this today. We see this with frum investors all the time. Are we saying that this would apply across the board? That property is not available at the time.
We're saying that, logically speaking, that agent, there's ways to make that agency different. But at this point in the Gemara, a person who appoints an agent to go find me property would only be able to appoint him for property that's available at that moment. He would not be able to appoint him as an agent for property that's not available at that moment. The fact that it happens today is not a proof that Avlocha would agree, number one.
I'm just trying to understand that.
I'm just saying. Number two, and that is, there's ways to work out that it's more than an agency. Like power of attorney, there are ways to make an agent stronger than an agent. He becomes like an involved, what word am I looking for, about then? like a partner. He's not, but he is.
Yeah,
like a half a partnership. So if he does it that way, so then he's acting on his own behalf, so to speak. But if he's only acting for you, the Gemara is saying you can't make an agent do something that can't be done this moment.
Okay.
That is marshal of apples and honey. A lady that's married. A lady that's married, you can't marry her. But a guy who's in the house, you could convince him to put
a divorce. You can convince him. You can convince the woman to get divorced also. I mean,
every property is for sale.
that's spoken like a true lawyer. I know there's guys that send me letters all the time, do I want to sell my house? They think that, you know, if they offer me, by the way, $500,000, I would think about it, by the way, yes. They're just not offering the right amount.
You build it, the find me a wife in a year from now?
No. Yeah, you can, but only the women that are eligible now. You would have to reappoint them in a year from now. You can always reappoint the shliach.
But they can't see the initial shliach, is wait 1 year and then
marry all the women eligible then. You can't do that. At least at this point, the Gemara, we're not finished yet. Dr. Rush, I'm an hour.
Question.
Yes.
Given what we've been talking about, since I sell chametz before Pesach, if I contract with the person who is going to sell the chametz, he must become a partner, because if I buy a box of crackers in between then and Pesach and stick it in my chametz cloth, so it's covered, I believe, you know, independent of the fact I can keep a bottle it. But is that something which I have bought between the time I contract with someone to sell my chametz for me and Pesach, that's covered by the person to whom I've sold?
It's a great question. I don't have the answer offhand. If you make me a shliach to sell your chametz, and some people do this 2 weeks before Pesach, and then they buy new chametz, so the shlichus couldn't go on that new chametz, the way this Gemara is saying, because you can't make a shliach to do something you can't do at the moment. And you can't sell the chametz you're going to buy from Mark's 2 weeks before you bought it. But then you buy it 2 weeks later. Is that included in the shlichus? You better hope it is. But it's a good question. Yeah. I would have to think about
why. Well, you're mavatlet anyway. I mean, you're mavatlet with your whole heart.
I understand, but that's not the point. First of all, you're not mavatlet. You're not mavatlet.
Okay, I'm not. What am I doing then?
The reason you have that box of crackers that you bought is because you wanted the box of crackers. Some people buy chametz to have it after Pesach, whether it's right or wrong, I'm not getting into. So they are mavatlet, but it's a meaningless mitzvah. Because, they said the words. But do they really mean it? So why did they invest $500 in buying chametz products if they really meant to be mavatlet to it? Terry says they're selling it. It's not there. But you're asking a good question. I don't have a good answer.
Well, this is a mice in a few months. I mean, I've started to go down the rabbit hole further. So if I have various possessions, which is my intent, I'm not thinking about them, but, you know, they're going to be around the house after Pesach, and I will eat them because they're around the house after Pesach.
We're not going to get into Mechiras Chametz now. We'll leave that alone. It was a good question. I have to come up with an answer. I don't know what it is. Dr. Rush.
Okay, I need the answer in a few months. Okay.
Fine. It is now Chodesh Sivan. Today is Yud Zayin Sivan. So I think we have, the Mashiach will be long before that, you know. So we'll ask him when he comes. Iggy, I mean, I hope to get the answer before that. Bishlam Mabashra, Dr. Rush. Shama Vaniyala Leglech Nazir. Iggy Kadmon Kamei. Shkwan Nazir Naziris. Vyachal Hashem Nilapaitre. The second guy can patre. And the Kadmon, Bishosha Kibalov Leglech Nazir. Akati like Nazir Hashemi. The second guy's not a Nazir yet. Vahech Namish Adai Dayal Lepatre. In Mikabalov Naziris. How can you say you meant him? Only Matikinish Adai to the Maidloi Kaim Kamei. We just said people don't think about what's not available. Dr. Gemara, my Kamar. So what must mean that he means, back to the Rush on the Amid Beis, at least by me, I'm including even those he makes afterwards. The Masik Yiddish Adaita B'maidloi Kaim Kamei. People think about things that are not available yet. So, Emphat the Gemara. He changes the Gersa. Yes.
You're allowed to do that? You're allowed to say even people
who
are not eligible yet?
In the Havamina, we thought yes. The Havamina, the Gemara is going to change it in Maskana. And for the Gemara, Hashta, what is the ches? Hashta b'milsin le'matzi avet le'matzir shliach. Ulai lom zakterash. Mashvi, masik, the Gemara comes out, masik inish adayte b'maid le'kem kameh. The guy means any eligible woman. Whether she's eligible now or whether she'll be eligible later. The guy himself, what? Masik enters his mind. It goes up in his mind. Sal kadaitach, masik, comes from that same thing. What's not in front of him? Even we told the shliach, the chol mils, why won't it work? The chol mils said lematzi iul lemevet hashta, he wouldn't be able to do now. What if he would walk over to this woman that's married and said, I wouldn't marry you after you get divorced? You can't do kedusha to a married woman. And you can't say, let it kick in when you get divorced. You can't make a shliach for what you can't do now. So it's halacha and agency. It's not halacha what's in your mind that we thought in the Hadamina. It's halacha and agency. Fresh the Gemara. Tashima. We're going to ask a question on this.
Because
she's not eligible.
That makes it that's called low baliyah.
Yes. We've had that number of times. In Yugamas, we had that. We had that number of times.
So you can't compare these two cases.
And the case, right. Because the Nazir, it's him. He can be makabel on himself when things become eligible. It's fine. He doesn't care. But he can't make an agent for that because the agent is only as good as he is now. Tashma. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to work out its question. We're going to have a little bit of patience as the Gemara speaks. For those who remember, we had this very recently. Haimer Lapitrapas Shalai. Somebody tells his guardian. It doesn't have to be a guardian. It means his manager. Ko Nadarim Shatidur Ishti Mikana Chavim Makamplani. I'm leaving town for a month. Every netter my wife makes from when I leave till when I come back. Hafarla, can you please cancel it for me? The Hafarla. And the apotropos does that. Yachu Yumafarim. Does that work? So again, Reuven leaves town. He tells the apotropos, do me a favor, I'll be gone for 2 months. I know my wife. She might make some nadarim, and there will be inui nefesh, because she probably thinks there's some from nadarim that she can make. And there'll be inui nefesh. Cancel it for me. And the guy does. I would think it's canceled. Tamad Laima, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yiferenu. Only husbands can do it. Nibir Rabbi Ashia. Rabbi Yainasin Aimer, Yainasin says, Matzinu Bechal Makam Shishlucha Shaladim Kabaisai. Shlichus works. Now, why does Rabbi Ashia disagree? Tamad Amrachwan, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yiferenu. The only reason Rabbi Ashia disagrees is because Xeris Akasav. He has no problem with the mechanics. The mechanics work. Except the Torah came along and said it doesn't work here. Because it's a Xeris HaKasav, it has to be the husband. Not because there's anything wrong in the rules of agency. What's wrong is a special Xeris HaKasav. And Rabbi Yonasan doesn't have that special Xeris HaKasav.
What's the Xeris
HaKasav? Isha Yikimenu, Isha friend, it has to be the husband. The fact that it repeats twice, Isha, her husband, nobody else.
Doesn't have it there. What is Rabbi Yonasan doing?
Okay, so that's a different question. That's where the Tzar, Darim, where it was covered. But that's not for now. Maybe the rest will cover it. I don't remember. What we want is, but if not for that, Abitrabas would be able to be Mefer. Meaning the Machlaikis is whether it's Xeris HaKasav. But in the rules of agency, nobody seems to have a problem. Now, can he be, Bilu Gabidi Day? How about a guy himself? Okay, forget an agent for a second. Let's talk about hubby. Tanya, Ha'imer Le'isha, Kol Nedarim Shetidura Mikan, Bachavim Imam Complaini. A man tells a woman, every netter that you make till I come home, you kayamim. I'm approving them now, Goyamer Klum. Harehe Mufarim, I want to cancel now all Nedarim that you will make while I'm gone. I'm doing it myself. The Nedarim don't exist yet. I want to cancel your Nedarim. Rablazer Ha'imer Mufar, Bechachamim Ha'imer Mufar. Rablazer says, it's mufar, and the Chachamim say, you can't cancel a netter that's not made. Now, If you can't cancel a neder that's not made, how can you point the shliach to cancel a neder that's not made? We agreed that the rules of agency allowed you to appoint the shliach to cancel. Rabbi Yehudah had a problem because it was Xeris HaKosef. But the agency rules would have applied. And you're telling the shliach, all the nedarim that she makes after I leave the house should work. Now, how about if you wanted to cancel all the nedarim she will make in the future? Do I bother to say you can't do that? So you can't do it now, but you can appoint an agent to do it. How can you appoint an agent to do something you can't do now?
It's only a question that you're okay.
Yeah.
Why the
Rosh will tell us. That's why there's Rosh here to take care of all these problems.
What's the law on Maklum? What does that mean?
It's worthless.
It's worthless because
he can't do it. It's not in there. Listen, can I be behind your wife's nedarim?
No.
What if I do? I said this one. What if I do? I decide that Mrs. Freund's nedarim are all Maklum.
Sure.
Like I'm a club. That's why I'm a club.
The reason I'm asking is because once she makes a nether, she has to keep it until her husband has made her.
True.
That's what I'm asking. Lomar Maklum refers to that.
You may live.
It was useless speech because until he hears it, the Yom Shomo.
Again, that's not what it's saying. According to the Rebbe Lazar, you can be made for him even though you didn't hear it, right? At least at this point in the month.
In this case, it's talking about should be Mikayim. That's
again. Can he be made for her?
Can he be made for once? I don't know.
According to Rebbe Lazar. It's not, this is not a topic. The Gemara speaks it out.
Yes. It is revoked.
He can be made for them before he hears what they are?
Again, we're not learning the test of the Dharm. It says here, Rabbi Yehuda says you can be made for.
Okay, so he's saying that you can make for it before even hearing it.
Before she makes it.
Before she makes it. No, he's not made for anything.
No, he's made for the future Dharm. Now, it happens to be that the Gemara in the Dharm speaks out that he has to hear it, and then the hafari he made 2 months ago kicks in. And the kiyum doesn't kick in.
It doesn't kick in originally when she made it before he heard it?
He didn't. Okay. A woman makes a neder. Her husband has a right to validate it or to be made for it.
Until he validates it.
It's a neder. But he validated it. A month ago he said, I'm validating her neder. And as soon as he hears about it, the validation should kick in.
He changed his mind?
He validated it, and he would have to go to, if it works, he would have to go to Bezin to remove it.
If it works.
And the mission says it doesn't work.
Okay.
Now, so Sal Kedaitach, we now think, Shiyama Rabbi Yaish, Shel Ibn Rabbana. Rabbi Yaish is going even according to the Rabbana. Dami Le Matzi Mefer. He can't do it. He can't do it, but according to Eliezer, he can appoint an agent. And even Rabbi Yonason didn't argue because of agency. If not of this Xeris HaKosef, Apotropos Havi Mefer. So, wow. You just told me I can't make an agent of something I can't do now. And there, Rabbi Eliezer is allowing me to make an agent on something. Not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yaishia is allowing me to make an agent on something I can't do now. And Rabbi Yaishia only has a technicality problem. Rabbi Yaishia doesn't say no agency. He said, the Torah said this is an exception. And for the Gemara, who says Rabbi Yaishia have to hold like Rabbanon? Dilma, leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. Dilma, Matzi Mefer. Maybe he said it only according to Rabbi Eliezer. Who says the husband can be made for now? So you can make an agent to be made for now. You assumed, as Dr. Harris pointed out, that Rabbi Yoshi agrees to the Rabbana, that he can't do it now, and yet he can appoint a shliach. So you got a problem. Maybe he holds a couple of years, that you can do it now, and therefore you can appoint a shliach. That's Rabbi Yaitis. Rabbi Yaitis doesn't hold it, there's our cousin. He says you can appoint it. But there's no agency problem, because you can do it now. Zakta Gemara, if that's the case, Yonke Lomer Lili Shvuyer Shliach. So why make a Shliach? Lay for Lahiyu. If he can do it now, do it. Why am I asking that Petrobras to be made for the Nedarim? Why am I asking that Petrobras to be made for the Nedarim? If I can be made for him now, I don't need that Petrobras. Hello, listen, dear. I'm being made for all the Nedarim you're making from now until I come back. Have a wonderful day. According to the Ezra works, what do I need an Petrobras for? If I can't do it now, then maybe I need an apotropos. If I can do it myself, so why am I needing an apotropos? Why? What am I asking apotropos to do something that I can do in 30 seconds? And for the Gemara, Zavra Duma Mishtalina Ereschana Mitzadina. He's afraid, right? He doesn't want to be made for the Nedarim at this minute because he's still staying home for a week. So he, during that week, he doesn't want to be made for the Nedarim. He wants to be made for the Nedarim from when he leaves. So he has to do it before he leaves. Can't be do it from now. And he can't tell his wife from when I leave. He has to do it as he leaves. We'll see in a second. Right. So therefore he's afraid.
Question.
Not yet, because I'm in the middle of talking. So therefore,
okay.
Therefore, he appoints an apotropos. That apotropos will start when he leaves. And that way he doesn't have to worry about forgetting about it when he packs his suitcase or runs to make his flight. Or his pre-TSA number didn't come out, or he might be angry at that point. The Uber driver didn't show up, and he's screaming and yelling, and he doesn't have time to be. So in order to protect himself, he tells the guy, listen, I'm leaving in a week. At that point, you'll become in charge. But it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, that he could have done it himself. Dumishtalina, I'll forget. Ereschan, I'll be angry. Amatradina, I'll be busy. Now, we'll do the rush before we have questions. So therefore, the rush will take care of, I always hope that the rush takes care of 95% of the questions. Zuck the rush. All the way back. Way back. Talmud Lima, Isha Yikimena, Isha Yifarena. I don't know where it is in the rush. By me, it's towards the top. Misura de Kradarish. We're dashing this from the extra pasuk. Isha Yikimena, why did I have to say Isha twice? That's what Rabbi Yonatan says. It's removed from agency. The truth is, it's supposed to be Rabbi Yonatan. It's a mistake. We could have asked straight from Rabbi Yonatan, who said you can do it. We like to make the question from both of them. So we say Rabbi Yonatan would have agreed as far as the laws of agency are concerned. If a guy says, I want to be Mekayim all the Nedarim after I leave, from now and on, didn't say anything. Now, Zuck Rashi, why not? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say you can be Mefer, but you can't be Mekayim? If I can be Mefer, why can't I be Mekayim? So the Rush says the following surah. That Nan Sadi, the Le'amar Beliba, the Kayim Lakol Nedarim. No husband wants to validate all his wife's Nedarim. He's not crazy. No normal person would ever tell his wife, all your Nedarim are validated, and mean it. The Shema Tzidavich Ugnaylai. Does he know what she has up her sleeve? She might be upset that he's not coming home as soon as she expected him, and she might make a netter that hurts the relationship. And he was Mekayim it. So we say, no husband means those words. And we cancel his words because anybody knows that when a husband says that, he doesn't mean it. Because she may now be Yiskayim. And she'll be even more upset if he did validate it. When she calms down, she'll be even more upset. So therefore, no validation means anything before he leaves town. Nobody minds being made for all his wife's Nedarim. Because when people don't like women, they make Nedarim. He has no problem being made for all her Nedarim. There's no reason he would want his wife to make a netter. People want women that, you know, don't try to do extras. Just do what you have to do and don't make Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim says, I want to say, since you can be Mekayim, you can't be Mefer. It's a very big chiddush. Because the reason you can't be Mekayim is you don't mean it. If you did mean it, you wouldn't be able to do it. But we say nobody means it. So since you can't do Kiyum, you can't do Afara. It's a little bit of a chiddush here. If you would tell me Halacha doesn't let you do Akama, so you can't do Afara, I understand. Here, it's not Halacha. it's that you didn't mean it. How far you did mean. But since you can't do Hakama, the Torah said, whatever you can't be Mekayim, you can't be Mefer. And you can't because you don't mean it. It's an interesting twist. This is, to me, a difficult Svara. Because it doesn't say you can't be Mekayim. It's saying you're not Mekayim. You didn't mean it. Theoretically, you could be Mekayim, it's just you wouldn't mean it. So it's interesting that the Gemara says that's enough to say you can't be Mekayim, you can't be Mefer. They wanted to ask. Why can't he do it himself? So we see, even though you can't do it, you can make a shliach. So why isn't he Mefer when he leaves? Kasaver Dilma Mishalino and Mishishina. I'm a Tadrina. Hilkok Mamana Shliach Yoim Yemayim Kaidam Ali Chasad. He's Mamana Shliach a day or two before he leaves. Frank the Rush, so why can't he do it 2 days before he leaves? Now, he's not angry. So I like Lame Mamayla Yafala Baisishaw, called it Darim Chitzidim Baisishaw Chiyashim and Aderach. Ask him, make the Torah now. Everything Darim you make from now on should be Mufer. Because ain't a rights issue for him, actually Yishmas Nidra. The Shemet Sidra and that issue covers the Kiyumai. So Kol's man, she has to be here. As long as he's around, he wants discretion. He doesn't want to give up his right till he's around. So therefore, he wants to do it before he leaves. To do it before he leaves, he might forget. So therefore, he makes somebody. Miu Kasha. Back to Rush, why can't I say now that it should kick in when I leave? Yafur La Mishas Ali Chasai. Ashi Yashiv, until he comes back, you tell the agent, you start when I leave, why can't you make the hafara when I leave? He doesn't mean to make a shliach. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the Rush didn't ask that kasha. The Rush asked a different kasha. If you're making a shliach, you're giving up your right now to be made for the dar. If you make your shliach 2 days before you leave, the shliach takes over. The answer is, you don't mean to make the shliach now. You want to make the shliach from when you leave. You don't mean it beforehand. And you might not be able to do it yourself. Fine, you're angry now. But now you sit down at your plane 5 minutes later, and you're relaxed. And why can't you be made for the Nadarm in the plane? You don't have to have the woman in front of you when you're made for the Nadarm. Your wife doesn't have to be told. You can be made for the Nadarm on the plane. But you're right. You don't need a shliach. You might be angry the minute you leave. Fine. 5 minutes later, you'll calm down. You'll take a coffee. You'll sit on the plane. And you'll be made for the Nadarm. Zakhtarash, become a kamuyare shemetavra on the dry. He wants to make sure she won't get an aveira. He's afraid she'll make a netter. And she'll think that it works, and she'll transgress it anyway. And that's an einish for her. We had that in the Gemara Nedar. If a woman doesn't know her husband canceled the neder, but he did, she still gets punished for her intention to do an avera. He'd rather have the shliach tell her, lady, it doesn't count. Fine. The Rush did not answer the question, why can't he say, I want to be made for starting from when I leave town? I don't know the answer to that question. He doesn't have to start now. I want to be made for starting 2 days from now.
Anything that I hear from now until 2 days, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. Right. Why can't he be made for from that point and on? Just like he can appoint the shliach from that point and on. Why can't he be made from that point and on? I don't have an answer. Yes, Dr. Schwab, what is your question?
It was just a quick technical point. Is Rav Yeshia the Tana or the Amora?
Tana.
Thank you.
Is it Tana? Zach Demeshka.
How does the word Yom Shavo apply here? Well, what are you hearing? What are you hearing this? I don't... Come back.
So that's a sugya in the Darim. I'm sorry, I hate to break the news to you. The Gemara in the Darim talks about that.
I have so many things in my head. I can't. When did we do the Darim? When was that?
4 years ago. Since 4 years ago. What?
Don't worry about the CMI. He said no. He was told too late about it.
It goes together with the CM on the, what's the name again? Pelyayet. Pelyayet, Silsi Sharim. They have a whole bunch of human. Not a rabbi. Beautiful.
Tomorrow.
You know, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky used to make human very often. What he did is, he took a glass of wine every time he made a CM. He read the Gemara of Hadron, and he drank wine, and he told Mechaim, and he moved to the next Masechta. In fact, he once woke up in the morning and he made a siyum right after Shachris. He asked him what's his son. He said he learned brachas during the night in his dream. He chazed over Masechta's brachas.
Oh my gosh.
So he made a siyum in the morning. I wonder if he said Kaddish. That's what I wonder. I don't know. The story doesn't say.
My question is,
he woke up in the morning, he had chazed Gantz Masechta's brachas, all 62 blot, in his dream. He learned Gantz Masechta's brachas. So he woke up in the morning and he made a siyum. He learned brachas all night.
Who was it?
Reb Chaim Kanievsky.
What is the source of that? The Gemara in brachas says that there's no dream that does not contain falsity, and you don't make
a
siyum of
the falsity. He probably had a tisus that's not a real tisus in his dream. I don't know. It's a rather documented story. His grandson wrote the story in the Sefer that I have on him. And he said, he said he was there by the Siyam. So I assume that he's not lying. Anyway, they say stories about Chaim Kanievsky that they haven't said since we shined him. That's the truth. The famous story with the grasshopper. He was learning the halachas of grasshoppers, and there was one grasshopper he didn't know what it looked like. All of a sudden, it's a grasshopper on the windowsill. And he looked at that grasshopper, and that was the grasshopper. And then he came back, right? He didn't. What? Abacha didn't believe it, so it came back a second time. They say that story about Rashi. It's brought down that Rabbeinu Tam said that Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh talks about what the ephod is. And Rashi says, like the French princesses wear. So Rabbeinu Tam said, why did my grandfather say like the French princesses? Who cares what the French princesses do? So Rabbeinu Tam, that Rashi was struggling what the ephod looked like. And all of a sudden there was a huge ruckus outside. He went to the window, and there were a bunch of French princesses driving by. And he said, why did Rabbeinu Tam make me stop learning to go see French princesses? Ah, that's the ephod. So he wrote in Rashi. This is what Rabbeinu Tam says about his grandfather. So for years I walked around amazed by the story. And then I heard Reb Chaim Kanievsky with the grasshopper. It's a Rishayim story.
These stories, Rebbe, are very important. You see them more often.
But you should know that I tried to say, this is a documented story. A totally documented story with the grasshoppers.
How could Rashi stop learning outside?
How could he?
It was a big rock because he thought, who knows what's happening? Yeah, that's what he had a time to. Why did everybody start making me stop? Everybody said wanted to show him what an ape looks like. Like everybody said wanted to show Chaim Kanievsky what that grasshopper looks like. This is what happens when you're on that madrega. I mean, something that, like, way up there, but it can happen. Still happens, I guess.
With great respect, these are the stories I think Rav Huttner was talking about when he said not particularly flattering things about the story.
Because somebody didn't believe the story of the grasshoppers and he got punished. It's brought down.
I do believe the story of the grasshopper. However, there's a story about Rav Chaim Kanievsky that they said of him. When he was a teenager, nobody ever learned so much, forgot so much as Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky worked very, very, very hard.
I did not say that. We're not talking about how he became Reb Chaim Kanievsky.
No, that's the story. Miracles prove nothing.
Again, I'll only say that a guy was able to be on that madrega that the Rebbeinu Shlom did it for him. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying how he got there, and maybe somebody else can get there too. I'm not saying not. All I'm saying is he was on that madrega. That's all. Take it, leave it.
It's enough to me. The nafka mean is me, is I just need to work harder.
What?